Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler.
I'm very familiar with Chef Jerry Pellegrino's penchant for pickling late-season produce to keep it available for the cold winter months. But on the many cooking shows we watch, you always seem to see competing chefs whipping up a pickle in just seconds, or so it seems. So, Chef Jerry, tell me, how is pickling for the table different?
You're talking about the difference between, like, canning, you know, doing the pickles in jars and, like, the boiling liquid, or just making some pickles and throwing them in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
The actual ingredients are exactly the same. It's just the final process is slightly different.
How about that? Okay. Pickling to preserve is a time-consuming process, and since fermentation is also involved, days, if not weeks, are required to achieve maturity, right?
For certain pickles, sure. If that's what you want to do, you can. I mean, and it's not necessary, but some pickles require that type of long, slow process.
Well, I looked some of this up and did some research, and I discovered there's a couple more approaches to putting pickled vegetables or fruit on the table quickly. quick pickles, also known as refrigerator pickles, don't require the canning you mentioned, and they can be ready to eat in just a few days.
Yeah.
Now, how does this sound? A typical brining liquid would be equal parts vinegar and water plus salt and sugar. And then just about anything goes for any additional flavors, things like fresher ground herbs or spices, garlic, onion, or shallot, all kinds of peppercorns. All those things can go in there pretty well. That sounds reasonable, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very much so.
Okay, so one is simply going to prepare the food in question for pickling. You can leave it whole, or you can cut it up. You can slice it or dice it or julienne it. Doesn't matter. Now, it all goes into a super clean bowl or jar, and I emphasize super clean, because bacteria is, you know, there's good bacteria and bad bacteria, so wash your hands. You're going to bring that brine to a boil and then pour it over the veg, and then seal it up, and it goes straight into the fridge. And 3 or 4 days later, you've got a nice pickle.
Yeah.
And it's ready to go on top of the on top of your plate. It's a wonderful accompaniment to just about anything.
Yeah.
But back to the question of the cooking shows and those amazing pickles that show up at the drop of a hat. It's really got me puzzled. Are they cheating, or is there a way to pickle something in just minutes?
Well, what they probably do on the cooking shows is put it in a bag and pull a vacuum.
Uh-huh.
You know, because basically any air, there's all sorts of air pockets in the whatever you're pickling.
Right,
and
right.
And if you put the brine in with the pickles and then pull a vacuum, you know, put in a vacuum bag, whatever air is being pulled out of the product is being replaced by the pickling brine. What you're doing, you know, what you just described earlier is letting diffusion over time do mm-hmm. the work for you. But if you add in a vacuum, then boom, you know, you get there much quicker.
You mean the food will absorb it? Kind of being forced in. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how they can do it in just a couple minutes. They'll bring pickled carrots to the table, put it on their dish, and everyone says, ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we've spilled the beans on a very important secret, but that's how you do it.
No, so I think it's fine.
It's great. Well, we're going to put all these ideas on the website so you can give it a shot at home. It's a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.